Comment vous avez un bon endroit? Populism, Corey Family, The Clash, come on. The Clash and Hank Williams had a lot in common. They had the three same chords that they used for the replacements. Well, Paul used a few more chords. Paul Westerberg uses a few more chords than that, but he's the ultimate. Look, you think they only used three chords? Oh, they did a good looking job. Adrian Carter is our musicologist.
College kids are so fun.
They know a lot, and the other thing about Adrian that's so awesome is that he is the son of the Indigo Girls manager. So, I have his ear. And then he talks to his dad, and that's how we communicate. It's the Indigo Girl way. I wrote this a while, like probably like 2006 or something. I was up in Montana. We were working on some Honor the Earth stuff up there. And yeah, go standing up. Kelsey Warren, he's not going to give up without a fight, but it's all right. Kelsey is the guy that owns Energy Transfer Partners, and they're the people that are building the pipeline across the treaty land of the Standing Rock Sioux. And Kelsey also runs this incredible music festival called the Cherokee Creek Music Festival, and Emily and I have played that, unbeknownst to who he was. Of course, when you play a Millionaire's Festival in Texas, you probably should check out where the money's coming from. We learned our lesson, and we wrote a letter to Kelsey, and then all these musicians that play his festival signed on to it, and no one's going to play the festival anymore. But I'm sure a few people will, but I'm sure a lot of people will, but we won't. But he asked his agent who he thought he might be able to get now to play his festival, and his agent said maybe Ted Nugent. That was cute. Ted's probably on the side of the Standing Rock series too. They're both my money. That's not fair.
Sorry.
I wasn't going to be political. I don't know what happened to me.
Frozen, and you.
Just no blind, and you